Very few of us live with a historical consciousness. Most of us tend to think that what is had to have been. But the truth is, there are pivotal moments in the history of the world where the future hinges on the outcome of certain critical events. In the spring of 1942, the Japanese army was the supreme military power on Earth. They had conquered over 1 million square miles, and the region they dominated was larger than the United States and Europe combined times 3. And they had visions of more. They planned to invade Hawaii and the Aleutian Islands and use those as a base from which they could attack the mainland United States. They planned to move south and conquer Australia. And all of these were very real possibilities in the spring of 1942. The heroic effort by the U.S. Navy in the Battle of Midway halted the Japanese attack toward Hawaii. A combined effort of the Americans and the Australians stopped the Japanese incursion into the south in New Guinea, aided by a pivotal effort in an island that all of the soldiers came to call the Island of Death, Guadalcanal. But it is one thing to stop an invasion, another thing to win a war. The American forces realized the only way to win the war was to take the battle to the Japanese mainland, and the only way to do that was to attack a series of tiny islands, each of which was nothing more than an outcropping of volcanic ash, hardened. Every single one of these little islands was a death trap. But only in these small, tiny victories could people pave the way for greater victories. Virtually all of these small victories have been forgotten. Virtually all the deaths in these out-of-the-way places have been ignored. But for one moment, I want to resurrect for you one tiny island and the sacrifice that was made there on your behalf, an island known as Tarawa. Tarawa, a tiny outcropping, was protected by a coral reef that the Japanese had mined. Ships could not get over it, which meant that soldiers who invaded Tarawa had to wade through hundreds of yards of water amidst machine gun and artillery fire. If they were fortunate enough to reach the beach, there were concrete and barbed wire barriers that forced them to go into paths that were pre-sighted for cannons and machine guns. To attack such a place was foolhardy. To believe you could conquer it was ludicrous. The Japanese commander boasted it would take 1 million men 100 years to take Tarawa. It took 76 hours. That little spit of land was protected by 4,000 Japanese. Of the 5,000 Marines who attacked it, there were 4,000 casualties. 1,000 Marines gave their life for your freedom. a little piece of land that the middle of it was no more than 300 yards from the ocean, was soaked with the blood of 9,000 people. Shed on your behalf, lest we forget the freedoms we enjoy, the liberties we embrace, the life we are blessed to have is rooted in an indebtedness to other people's willingness to live and to die for our behalf. On this Memorial Day weekend, amidst your barbecues and your family gatherings and your golf outings, pause. Pause to think of little places like Tarawa, where men gave their life, shed their blood for your behalf. Tarawa was not just a killing ground, it was also a learning ground. Our commanders were sure our boats could float over those coral reefs, even though the locals told them they cannot. Our commanders were sure that the aerial bombing would eliminate all the defenses and they would just waltz into the island, even though people assured them it would not. Thousands of men lost their lives on military miscalculations. But the knowledge they gained through those men's blood gave those planners the wisdom that would make victories like Iwo Jima possible. People, lest we forget, our freedom has been hard won. Not only our physical and political freedom, but also our spiritual freedom. We celebrate communion, which is a service in remembrance. Our Lord enjoins us as His disciples. Whenever you do this in memory of me. When you do this, it is a memorial service to my broken body and my shed blood. Lest we forget, our spiritual freedom has been won through the sacrifice of our Christ. Our God sent His Son into the world, and His own received Him not. And He gave Himself up so that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we gather around this table in memory, in remembrance, lest we forget our freedom has been dearly won. We move forth from this table and we are called to live with gratitude. We're called to live with appreciation. We're called to live with a joy that we have been bought with a price and are freed to live on behalf of the eternal kingdom of God. Let us gather, let us partake, let us remember, and let us live with joy and a spirit of sacrifice. You've heard in the scriptures that our Jesus, the night He was betrayed, took the bread and broke it. And He offered invitation that I offer now. I remind you, this is not Dr. Krimmer's supper. It is not even the supper of Vineville Baptist Church. It is the supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who would claim the Christ, everyone who would acknowledge Him as Savior, is invited to partake of this meal. Come, partake, remember, rejoice, and live with joy.